this is Coaching Really Works, and I'm Abe Stone. I have a treat for you today. I want to give you a little bit of insight into my library. Okay, I got a bunch of books up here, and I got another shelf over there with more books. And the reason I want to do it is because I want to share with you some of the books that have had a really big impact on my life. And I would like to be able to say, okay, these are the books that had the biggest impact on my life. I don't think that way. I have a hard time choosing favorites. And quite frankly, I love a lot of things. My taste in music, for example, is very eclectic. So when it comes to books, it's the same thing. Like I couldn't decide on 5 or 10. So I listed like 15. I won't go into many details, but I'll just whet your appetite a little bit, okay? So here's a few to start with. One of them is Think and Grow Rich. I have a rather new edition. I don't have the old edition, but the title says it all. And this is one of the books that is really, you know, one of the earliest books in personal development that really taught people how to think and how to access the resources that we have inside ourselves. Now, the next one I have on my list is As a Man Thinketh. It's not on this list here. I do have my Kindle, and I've been downloading, and I have a lot of these books on my Kindle. So As a Man Thinketh is really just gold when it comes to setting your mind right. And you know, you become what you think about. That's really the basics of it. It's similar to Think and Grow Rich, but it's kind of an easy read. It's very short and easy to assimilate. The other one that I have here on my list is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Now, Eckhart Tolle, he showed up on Oprah TV, explaining a lot of this, and this is one of the things that really, you know, pushed his book forward. But even without Oprah, you'll find that he really landed on a really important secret here, and that is that the ability to be present detaches us so much from the confusion that comes in and just ruins our lives in fear of the future, remorse over the past. Anyways, a great read. These next ones actually are on relationships more than the first one. The first one's more, I guess, on spirituality. Men Are From Mars and Men Are From Venus changed my life in that it just helped me to relax about a lot of issues between me and you know, women and my wife, my girlfriends early on when I read it, and then later on my wife. And now I'm divorced and just, you know, dealing with that and, you know, meeting new women. I don't think we'll ever figure it all out, but it's a great book and it gives you great insight into handling those differences. The next one is related, and that is The 5 Love Languages. And I read this one just recently, and it's one of those books that I wish I'd read before when I was married. And I might have been able to save my marriage. I'll never know. But it's just gold when it comes to understanding how to give people love in a way that's meaningful to them. Some people need gifts, some people need words of affirmation, some people need, anyways, just go ahead and read it yourself. It's a great book. The other one that I think I have a copy here, and that is Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. And it's the whole EQ, IQ debate, right? Well, you know, IQ is gonna get you a job, but EQ is gonna get you a promotion. It really has some awesome insight and helps you to understand our thinking and our emotions and connect to them, how to connect to them and work with them better. The next one that I have on the list is Winning Without Intimidation. It's an older book and I think it's out of print, but I'm glad that I read that book because it's been one of the keys to helping me manage and navigate challenging conversations with great success and really keep, you know, keep friendships alive, keep communication flowing either in the workplace or with friends, in my marriage and relationships, and just realizing that I don't have to be confrontational to succeed, to win in a conversation, because we can both win. And the next book that I have on this list is The Cashflow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. Actually, he has several books that are all really great, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and so on. But The Cashflow Quadrant is a very nice overview of where you might be in your life financially and how you can move if you want to change your life and move into a different, if you want to become rich, if you want to become a business owner, if you want to invest, if you want to change out of the rat race, as he puts it. The next one that I have on my list is The Personal MBA. And this one is really great. It was recommended to me by a friend, and I read through it, and it just helps you to understand the intricacies of running a business. It's really great if you're an entrepreneur, if you're looking at building your own business. It's a bit technical, and it's, you know, more like corporation ideas, but they're very sound business advice and counsel on how to look at different aspects of the business and what are the key parts to keeping a business running. Now, the next one that I have on the list is Today Matters. I mentioned this in a previous post. I'm actually in the middle of this one, but this one is really opened my eyes to how to bring the important areas of your life into making decisions about them, and then practicing those decisions every day in your life to make a great future for yourself. The next one that I have on here is the psychology of persuasion. I don't think I actually have a copy of it down here. No, I don't. But the psychology of persuasion is awesome in that it helps you. It's kind of one of the early books about selling and understanding selling, how to motivate people to either communicate, to buy with you, to accept your ideas and proposals, and how to avoid it if you're trying to get away from it as well. It's quite a funny read. The next one on the list is Outliers. Now, Outliers, I love Malcolm Gladwell. He has a great way of just combining information and data and really coming to some interesting conclusions. I wouldn't say that it's all gospel, but it's very interesting to see what makes people successful. And the next one that I have on here is Screw It, Let's Do It by Richard Branson. One of those role models that I really admire in business today, and a really nice person from what I've come to understand. Now, another one that I don't have a copy of here is The Greatness Guide by Robin Sharma. And he just gives you little gold nuggets throughout the book to really make raise your life to world class and to really excel in anything you do. And last but not least is an older book, and it's called The Magic of Thinking Big. And The Magic of Thinking Big, it's like, why think small when you can think big? Because you're going to get the way your mind is thinking, where you're working at, what you're looking at, the questions that you're asking. So he teaches you to just open up to bigger ideas. All right, there you go, 15 books, and I hope I didn't go too fast for anybody on that one. But check them out. Yeah, you might see which one of them you want to add to your morning reading list. All right, well, here's a quote for today. Whenever you read a good book, somewhere in the world, a door opens to allow in more light. That is by Vera Nazarian. And here's your affirmation for today. Make it a part of your emotion and your belief, and say it 3 times in the morning when you wake up and 3 times in the evening before you go to sleep. I eagerly read books that help increase my understanding.